Jeezy and five others were arrested at the Verizon Amphitheater in Irvine, California, after police found an illegal firearm on his tour bus. Now, Jeezy was slated to perform as part of Wiz Khalifa's Under the Influence of Music tour. Apparently, police were investigating a deadly shooting that happened backstage as the tour stopped at the Shoreline Amphitheater. That was in Mountain View, California. That happened Friday night. That shooting left a 38-year-old man dead. Authorities believe Suge Knight was the target in this weekend's nightclub shooting that left him and two others hospitalized in West Hollywood. Now, it's unclear if the other victims were also targeted or if they were caught in the crossfire. The gunman is still on the loose.
That's the party where Chris Brown, right?
Chris Brown says he had nothing to do with it. He was just hosting it.
But you know,
and he's cooperating with police.
But they're trying to say Chris. Somebody's trying to say Chris might have been one of the targets.
They say Chris may have been a target because the homies are not fooling with him. He's not fooling with the homies anymore, and they are not happy about it. Columbus Short is out of jail after finally turning himself in last week.
Right.
Police had issued a warrant after Short skipped his court date related to his domestic abuse case. He was at LAX, and when the paparazzi started shooting pictures of him, he started shooting pictures of them. We hear he's headed back to the ATL where his girlfriend lives. Five years after his release, Prince has announced plans to release not one, but two new albums. It's going to happen September 30th. I think he's trying to do it around my birthday because he knows I'm a super Prince fan.
For you? Okay.
Yep. Special events and live dates.
Him.
I love his music. Absolutely. I absolutely love his music. Anyway, he's got special events and live dates expected to accompany the release of that. So that's going to be hot. This is the funniest story ever to me. Marlon Wayans facing a lawsuit for making fun of the similarities between an actor and a cartoon character. And this guy, Pierre Daniel, or Danielle, is suing him after Marlon Wayans posted a picture of this guy and Cleveland Brown side by side. Now, I'm going to ask y'all right now. Y'all know they look alike. If you see this picture, I'm going to post it on RussParkMorningShow.com. Matter of fact, Britt, we got Instagram.
He's suing because he's salty. That's
listen, he looks just like Cleveland Brown.
Instagram it? Will we get sued too?
Yeah, well, what's this?
No, we're not going to get. Okay, so Daniel says the jokes constituted harassment and were racially motivated. Now, Cleveland Brown is black. He's a black cartoon character from Family Guy. And he's got his own show, The Browns. And the guy is black. But he says it caused him shock, pain, discomfort, and anxiety. He's suing for unspecified damages. But I'm telling you, they look just alike. And I think we can repost it. We're going to give Marlon Wayans credit, but we're going to repost it on our Instagram and Twitter. So you can check that out. Breaking Bad may be off the air, but Abbott's show is still the star of the Emmy Awards. It picked up top honors, winning its second consecutive Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series, Modern Family. This is the fifth time it's won in 5 years. Let's see what else won. Veep won. The Big Bang Theory won. So there are lots of winners.
What about Scandal? Did that win anything?
Scandal didn't win, I don't think. I'm trying to think.
Wow.
I watched it last night. The Colbert Report won. You know what else didn't win? Orange is the New Black. Matter of fact,
that's crazy.
Netflix didn't have anything win, yet they had commercials on. Netflix,
really
nothing.
Crazy.
I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Out the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Hey, I'm about to Instagram there right now. At Russ Parshow. You can follow us at Russ Parshow on Instagram and Twitter.